closed for weeks now, and your children have not been going to school.
Oh, yes, yes, Mayo. I've been trying to save money for my daughter. She's been sick and admitted at the hospital.
It is one of the common risks many of us are facing in our community.
Risk? What do you mean, Mayo, at risk?
A risk is the possibility of loss or injury. So an illness is a risk as well as drought or an accident. Anything unexpected that can affect us negatively.
Oh, now I understand.
To avoid that risk, you can also insure with A-Plus General Insurance. Call us on +260-955-770-70. Email info@aplusgeneral.co.zm. Visit us on plot number 402 Roma Park, Zambezi Road, Lusaka.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zm and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. LCC demolishes 78 illegal structures along Kafue Road. Government moves to define skilled labor for immigration payments. And in global news, thousands attend Australia anti-immigration rallies. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Lusaka City Council, working with state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation along Kafue Road. The demolition exercise, which began at 22 hours on Saturday and continued into the early hours of Sunday, targeted 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the move is part of a broader strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and improve urban security in the capital. Ms. Mwamba explains that these structures had become hideouts for notorious criminals who targeted motorists at night, sparking concerns among commuters and residents. She notes that enforcement notices had been issued on several occasions, with the most recent served 8 days ago, but owners failed to comply with the directive to dismantle the structures.
The Lusaka City Council, in collaboration with state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation conducted along Kafue Road. The exercise, which started at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of Sunday, 31st August 2025, saw a total of 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters removed. This operation forms a part of the council's comprehensive strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and enhance urban security across the city. The structures in question had become unknown hideouts for criminal elements targeting motorists during night hours, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents.
Labor Commissioner Givens Muntengwa says that government is working on a critical skills list to guide immigration in issuing work permits to foreign nationals. The move follows concerns from the Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, over expatriates getting permits for jobs that qualified Zambians can do. Mr. Muntengwa tells Phoenix News that while locals should be given priority, it is difficult to know what skills are available without a proper guide. He added that it is hard to determine when the list will be completed because of the complexity of the process.
Under the Employment Code Act, there was a contemplation, or still there is, a contemplation of coming up with a critical skills list, meaning to say When we make an assessment of the situation in the country, we should then be able to point at certain skills that we are lacking, and those are the skills that we have to go across the border and recruit the expatriates to come and work within the country.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya is hopeful that the early distribution of inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, will boost productivity, thereby enhancing food security in Zambia. According to the Ministry of Agriculture, the process of redeeming farming inputs under FISP for the 2025-2026 farming season officially commenced on Monday, 25th August 2025. Speaking to Phoenix News, Dr. Bulaya has, however, urged the government to keep up with early distribution of FISP inputs, noting the need for timely acquisition and application of agricultural inputs. Dr. Bulaya has also commended government's introduction of the electronic e-voucher system, saying it has contributed to the early distribution of inputs.
The move for the government to start FISP this early is good. Actually, this is what we've been advocating for. As you remember, usually FISP is delayed and some of the farmers start getting inputs late. And I believe that the government has to be consistent. If we want farmers to produce, there are timely activities that farmers are supposed to do in terms of input the acquisition, input application and all that.
A widow farmer of Chambishi, Elizabeth Walia, has raised concern over the withholding of her composition by authorities in Kalulushi district following the acid spillage incident involving Sinomators Leach Zambia Limited, which damaged her crops. Ms. Walia, who is among 507 beneficiaries of the compensation package, says she was allocated 77,000 kwacha but has only received 1,250 kwacha so far. She has expressed frustration over what she described as interference in her personal choices, alleging that authorities are insisting on buying her a house in Kitwe's Tuatasha compound against her wish to build and continue living in Chambishi. Ms. Bualia has further questioned why decisions are being made on her behalf by people who were not affected by the spill, stressing that she should have the right to determine how her compensation is used. But Kalulushi District Administrative Officer Indiana Sakala clarified that the full amount remains intact, saying authorities only want to safeguard Ms. Walia's interests and ensure the money is properly used to improve her living conditions.
The money for the lady are still there and they are very much intact, and there are discussions going on because the lady was just being guided, knowing that the land where she had built her house, they will be evacuated from. So as good citizens of this country, we have to make sure that our members from the community are secured and they are well looked after and taken care of and that they are not taken advantage of. And we don't want the same people, when they get the money, they come and point fingers at the government to say the government didn't come in to help them out. So this is an ongoing issue, and once it is exhausted, I'm sure the DC can give a comment on that.
The Governance and Development Advocates Zambia has well